Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a gorgeous Saturday. I hope everyone gets outside and does something wonderful for themselves, to walk or run or go watch your kids play soccer or do something, because this is a gorgeous, gorgeous Saturday, isn't it, Howard?
Yeah, and it's not an April showers bring May flowers day. That doesn't occur till tomorrow.
How do you know that?
Well, because I looked at the weather.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. No, we're having open houses today. It is fantastic weather. This is what I call a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
Yeah, it's a special kind of day also, because we got a great story to tell you in a little bit. And also, it's a red banner day for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. This is the very first time that we've had all four members of our team here in the studio today, because Rob is here and Susan is here. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right. So we're going to hear both from Susan and from Rob a little bit later in the show. But, of course, we have to start the show with what we usually do. One of the fun features here, which has absolutely nothing to do with real estate, but people say they like to hear it. And that is, what is special about today? So let's see how many of you know about these things. It's ASPCA Day. And most people know what ASPCA is, the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And since just about 50% of the families in the country own a dog or a cat, most of you know what that is. So maybe you want to adopt a pet today. Angela, you want to adopt a pet?
Nope.
She says a big, fat, fast no. And you know why? Because we're never home. That's right. Okay. It's also Baby Massage Day. So, Angela, Okay. Here's what I want to say. Sometimes you call me, hey, baby. So, I want to be your baby today, and I request a massage today.
Oh,
how's that working for me?
I think backwards. I should get the massage.
I got to move closer to the microphone here.
Oh, I said I think backwards. I think I should get the massage.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It'll be a duel. Okay. Yeah. All right. It's also Encourage a Young Writer today. Do you know any young writers?
I do.
Okay. Yeah, well, I want you to encourage it and call that person and encourage them. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a one that is now a misnomer. And I'm going to tell you why. It's Global Work From Home Day. This was invented prior to COVID. It was actually invented in 2019. And, of course, COVID started in 2020. So many people are working from home now that they ought to just eliminate this day because, of course, just about everybody's working from home.
Well, maybe if you believed in conspiracy theories, you could think that was started by someone who knew in advance.
I don't know. Also related to ASPCA is National Hug Your Dog Day. And, you know, I think most owners do that probably every day anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. How about National Golfers Day? And one that I love, National Cinnamon Crescent Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
You do like your sweets.
I do. It's also National Farm Animals Day. Now, I do love my cows and pigs.
You do?
To eat them, of course, but that's a different story.
As long as it's dead.
As long as it's dead, yes. And it's Siblings Day. So I want you to know that, coincidentally, I called both of my siblings. So I want to reach out to everybody that has siblings and say, call them. If you haven't talked to them in a while, you know, a phone works both ways. If they haven't called you, maybe it's time for you to call them. Maybe you have a disagreement with them and you're waiting for them to call you, but you can reach out and you can call them. National Siblings Day. It's also Salvation Army Founders Day. It was founded on this day many, many years ago. I do not have the year. A couple more. It's Safety Pin Day. Now, many of you don't know about safety pins, but they used to be used on diapers. It was invented by a man named Walter Hunt, who also invented the fountain pen, the repeating rifle, a knife sharpener, and he actually invented The sewing machine. Now, many of us attribute that to Elias Howe and Singer, but actually they did the patent on it. But it was actually invented by Walter Hunt. So thank you, Walter Hunt, for inventing the safety pin and also for the sewing machine. And last but not least, it's Slow Art Day. It's a day that when you look at art, you slow down and study it and appreciate it. So
pick a
piece of art and take a long time to appreciate it.
Yeah, I like that.
How about that? So those are the days today. How about that? Well, Rob, you have any comments about any of those? Or Susan, you have any comments about any of those?
I'm definitely going to be talking to my sister and my two brothers today.
Well, there you go. Rob, you've got several siblings.
Yeah, there's a total of seven of us.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
But yeah, I'll call them today.
So you have PP, prolific parents.
Sure.
Yes, okay. All right, this is why we have some fun here on Real Estate Radio. And Angela, you have one brother. Perhaps you'll call your brother today, or he will call you if he listens to the show, and know that it is Reach Out and Talk to Your Siblings Day. Anyway, we are your problem-solving realtors here on Real Estate Radio. We like to reach out to customers that are either in the past, and we have a story about actually two of our past customers, because we're going to tell you about one of the homes that we have an open house out today, and one that we're going to talk about after the break. Alan, how much time do we have before the break starts?
About 2.5 minutes.
Okay. Well, we're gonna tell a story right after the break about one of them. So, Angela, why don't you tell us about what happened with interest rates this past week?
Well, Howard, this past week for interest rates, the 30-year rate fell 0.05% to 3.13%. During this same week last year, the rates were at 3.33. So we're still not there yet. The 15-year rate fell 0.03% to 2.42%. And this time last year, that rate was 2.77%. The FHA 30-year rate is around 2.75%. And as always, we look forward to hearing what the Van Wees have to say about the market and the interest rates.
By the way, do you know why we don't talk about the variable interest rate anymore? Many of our listeners may want to know that. We used to talk about that. A year ago, we used to give that interest rate, like the five-year variable, the five-year ARM.
Right.
It's because those interest rates are actually higher than the 30-year and the 15-year rate mortgage. So why would anybody buy that? They don't. Nobody buys them anymore. And by the way, you can still get 20-year mortgages. You can get 10-year mortgages. And what you want to do, of course, is get qualified. You can do that by calling Christine Kennedy at, what's the number for Christine, Angela?
904-514-6969.
And if you want to ask us a question during the show, Angela, what's your tune?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. And of course, it's area code 904. So 904-222-8255.
And did any homes, any at all, get sold this week? What do you have to say about that?
Absolutely. Now, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, 843 offers got accepted. That's up 5%. 561 new homes came on the market. 348 of the 561, Howard, that's 62%. They're already under contract. And 92 of those went on the first day. And 546 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say congratulations. Woo!
All right. Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to tell you an interesting story that occurred yesterday about a house that we were going to tell you about, that we were going to do an open house today, but we're not going to do an open house, and we're going to tell you why. It's kind of an interesting story. We're also going to tell you about a scam. We haven't done a scam in a very long time. We're going to have Susan tell you about that in the third segment of the show. And also, how do you know if it's time to buy your first home? There are going to be some questions that you can ask yourself. Rob's going to tell you about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here with you on this gorgeous Chamber of Commerce weather kind of day. I love it here.
You love it here? I do, too.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to tell you a story. We were going to sell a house this weekend. Well, we thought we were going to sell a house this weekend. We have a customer who we sold a house to, actually in our neighborhood. A naval officer. And of course, as any of you who have listened to our show for a long, long time, you know that we love our military.
Amen.
And she got transferred. So she needed to sell a house very quickly because her orders came in and she needed to leave. So of course, she called us because we gave her great service previously, and she wanted us to sell the house again, and we gave her some suggestions on what she needed to do, which was very, very little because she kept her house very, very nice.
Like and Navy people do.
Like all Navy people do. Yes, yeah. They really – all military people do.
Yeah.
And we suggested a price, and prices had gone up in the neighborhood, and we said, look, we think it's going to sell – for this. So we suggested a price and we thought that there would be multiple offers. And we thought, and we never know for sure, but we thought that there would be multiple offers. And we thought that some of the offers would be above asking price. And the plan that we had was that we would put it on the market yesterday. We would hold an open house today. And we would say that we would make a decision on Sunday around 5 o'clock.
If we got multiple offers.
So here's what happened. There was a showing. The first showing was Friday morning. And we got a call from the agent a little while after that. And the agent said that he had an interesting situation. And we're going to tell you what the interesting situation was. That he had a buyer who was unfortunately staying in a hotel. He had flown here from Texas with his son and was moving back to Jacksonville and was very, very frustrated because he had been here a few days. And every time that he had been on the property, every time he had looked at a house and put a bid on it, he had lost. And he only had a certain amount of time to find a house here and then had to go back home. He had sold his house back in Texas and very, very frustrated. And he had looked at this particular house that we had on the market, just came on the market Friday morning. Actually, Thursday night it showed up, but late. Anyway, Friday morning. And he said he wanted, so he's pre-qualified and wanted to make an offer. And he made an offer that was above asking price by, it was $5,000 above asking price. Now, we thought we'd get an offer that was probably more than that. And he asked us to make a decision by that evening, meaning yesterday evening. And we said, well, wait a minute. We expect to get lots of offers, but he needed to either make a decision on this house or start to look for another one that he may or may not have gotten. And we said, look, you know, it's really early and we're going to get a lot of offers. Now, we as realtors are under an obligation to present all offers, even though the decision at the time with the seller was, well, let's just wait till we get all offers and then present them to her, the seller, on Sunday. But again, we're under an obligation to present all offers. So we called the seller and said, and by the way, she's starting a new job, of course, moving cross country, of course, very stressful times for anyone. And we said, you know, here's the situation. We know you want to get the best price that you can, of course. We know that you want to sell the house as quickly as you can, of course. And we know that you're making payments on your home because the Navy doesn't buy your house. This seller, this buyer, was offering $5,000 above asking price, was well qualified and could close in 21 days, and was taking out all contingencies. So even if it didn't appraise, this buyer was going to pay above the asking price, above the appraisal amount, and was making it an as-is contract. I said, it's a very, very good offer. I said, now, you can accept that, and you can take the house off the market and feel really good. I said, or you can risk that, and you can put it back on the market or leave it on the market. I said, or you can try something different. You can go back to him and say, hey, ask for $25,000 more. Now, he might say no. The buyer might say no, might say yes. You may get $20,000 more than that. Now, the offer that you may ultimately get from some of the other buyers may be $25,000 more. They may not. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. In this, in a lot of situations today, there might be 10 different offers. If one of them was accepted, you have 9 different agents that are working hard and putting offers together. Each of those 10 agents have 10 different customers. 9 of them are going, 9 of those agents are going to be very disappointed that they didn't get accepted. And 9 of those buyers, prospective buyers, are going to be very disappointed that they lost perhaps their first offer, perhaps their second house, perhaps their third house. We can avoid all that by just taking the house off the market and accepting this offer if the $25,000 above asking price is accepted by this person. So this is what we proposed to the seller. And the seller said, well, let's try it. Because if she got $25,000 over her asking price, she would be ecstatic. We proposed it to the buyer that came in early in the morning. He accepted it. What did we do? We canceled the open house, and we avoided, We got all the paperwork signed last evening. Now, so here's what we did. We avoided having a whole lot of disappointed buyers by losing their bid. We have a happy buyer who can now go back to Texas with a home that he really loves to bring his family here. We have a happy seller who now doesn't have to worry for the next 2 days. Oh, how many people are coming? Did we get an offer? Is it going to be accepted? Is the appraisal going to work? What about if there are going to be any repairs? She's going to be out west in Colorado. And how's she going to manage the repairs? Which we, of course, would handle for her anyway. Now she doesn't have to worry about that. What the moral of this is that realtors need to be creative to make a situation work for everybody's benefit. We benefited the agent that brought us that buyer. We benefited the buyer. We benefited our seller. And we benefited all of those other agents that would have come to the house and spent the time to make an offer and then be disappointed that they didn't get it. So what I want to say, and we have a lot of agents that listen to the show, what I want to say to all you agents is be creative. Be the first one to show the house and be creative on how you make the offer. And as you buyers, be the first one to go to the house and be creative on what you offer. You can get it. You can get the offer if you work with an agent that is skillful in making an offer. Make it a really good offer without conditions, without stipulations. It doesn't have to be cash necessarily. Cash does not always win, but make it an offer without conditions. Make sure that you are pre-qualified. Get with Christine Kennedy or another mortgage person that can get you pre-qualified. Make sure that your house is sold already. And you can win an offer. Because if everybody gets the house first, then you won't have 10 people over time bidding on the same house. So that's the suggestion that we have. Be creative. Work with an agent that knows what they're doing. So we put this together. Angela and I put this together. The agent is so ecstatic. The seller is so ecstatic. They got more money than they expected to get. And the buyer gets to go home without worrying that they made this trip here from Texas and does not have a home. If you have any questions about how to be creative, Angela and I and Rob and Susan are always here to help you. We work as a team. We always work together, going, you know, having ideas back and forth. Angela, anything you want to share on this story?
I think that I would share what it felt like for a second for me. It felt like normal. Like we got an offer, we made a counter. Game over. You know, and you just go through the normal stages of the contract. Honestly, I feel like after a year of COVID, you know, real estate agents have always been essential workers through the whole COVID thing. We have been in a shortage of homes for over a year. We are experiencing fatigue. The buyers are fatigued. I cannot tell you how many buyers get in this game. They make 10 offers and they're like, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. This really alleviates that. Additionally, agents are fatigued and they're running in multiple directions. If they just have five buyers who are making 10 offers on 10 different houses, all they're doing, it seems like, is going in circles. And for agents who are used to winning a bid, there's definitely people who aren't winning bids right now. And it's hard. It's really hard. So I have to tell you, it felt great to take that offer and to not have that fatigue or disappointment of all those people.
Yeah, it felt good for the buyer, felt good for the seller. Everybody's happy. This is a win-win-win-win situation for both realtors, both the buyer, both the seller. And we didn't disappoint other people by having them not win, having them lose another offer. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back with Rob and with Susan. We'll be right back.
Radio AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Navajo Nation has issued a stay-at-home order for the weekend after reporting 26 more confirmed COVID-19 cases. The latest figures bring the total number of cases on the tribe's reservation, which includes parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, to 30,239. No additional deaths reported. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has been fined $2.8 billion for anti-competitive behavior as the ruling Communist Party tightens control over fast-growing technology industries in its country. Party leaders say they're worried about the dominance of Alibaba and other market leaders at a time when the industry is expanding into finance, healthcare, and other sensitive areas. Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, who is embroiled in a federal sex trafficking investigation, has denied wrongdoing and refusing to resign or even lay low amid mounting political pressure. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Pontevedra.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are. And now you're on question 17, barely scratching the surface of your bread identity. You always thought of yourself as a brioche, but are you actually more of a pumpernickel? Ah, yes. They said it was easy to save money bundling with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners go out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. Knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four.
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
There'll be a 60% chance of rain through tonight. Cloudy and breezy with a high today 88. Down to 65 tonight. 40% chance of showers Sunday. Cloudy and breezy, high of 81. Sunday night, partly cloudy, down to 61, and then sunny on Monday, high near 84.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy Saturday.
How many happies was that?
Four. One for each of us.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. You know, we have a lot. We have people of all ages listening to us. We have first-time homebuyers. We have wannabe home buyers. And one of the questions that goes through wannabe home buyers is, how do you know when it's time to buy? So, Rob, How do you know when it's time to buy? I mean, you're a young guy. You are a homeowner.
Definitely am. Both.
Yes. I mean, you're a lot younger than me. You got three kids, and you've owned a home for a while. But you have some friends that are younger, and they may ask you, how do young people know when it's time to buy rather than staying where they are? So how do you answer that question?
Well, I first will answer, you know, are you renting? Are you renting a house right now or renting an apartment? Are you hopefully maybe staying with your parents, especially during this time? Some people are staying with their parents. I think maybe you should ask them, is it time to stop paying your landlord's mortgage?
There you go. I love that one.
Or are your parents ready for you to leave the nest? So,
I like that one.
Yeah, definitely. So what I will say is just ask yourself a couple questions. So, does your rent payment keep going up each year? And remember that mortgage payments don't, because your interest rate stays constant. Number two, is your income nearly fairly stable, or is it growing or no longer variable? Number three, are you actively paying down debt? You don't have to be debt free, but most home buyers have a car loan or some credit cards or some car debt that you certainly can pay down.
Okay.
Do you know where your life is going to be headed?
Yeah. Some people that are young, they don't know what they're going to do, but no. At some point in their life, they grow up and a light bulb goes off in their head and say, you know what? I got a real job now. I know where my life is headed. I have a career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes tell people, if you're going to be in an area for more than 2 years, 2 or 3 years, why not just go ahead and buy? You know, just go ahead and buy at the end of that time, you know, instead of paying someone else's mortgage and not getting anything out of it when you're ready to leave or you're ready to upgrade your home. You can get some equity out of it.
Okay.
Number five, if you do have a good credit score, you know, is it above 690? Because that's really good. The higher, the better, of course. But even if you purchase a house, you can do it with a credit score of about 650.
Yeah.
Also, do you have any savings? You know, if you have enough, about 3% of a purchase price, plus another 2 for maybe closing costs, that's another 2 points that, just in case, that you can do for using those for buying a home. And of course, mom or dad can help you, you know, of course, with a gift. But those are some of the questions that I would definitely ask.
So what do you think? Are you ready to buy your first home? Can you be ready in the next 6 months? I think you should contact Christine Kennedy with Success Mortgage Partners. Her number is 904-514-6969. She'll do a great job of giving you advice and helping you determine whether or not you can buy a home.
Rob, those are great questions.
Yeah, very good questions.
Good.
I think everyone should be able to answer those if you're an agent.
Yeah, and most of the people that you have sold are young people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we got a caller, so let's go. And who is the caller? Good morning, caller.
This is Phil from Orange Park.
Phil, how are you?
River on the back of the yacht here, and just looking at the sun, having my coffee, and listening to the favorite Universal Team Realty of 4 today, so I'm going to keep it short. And I just want to say that y'all are so peripheral, unbiased, professional, and intelligent that y'all make me feel not 82 coming next month. And you know what? Howard, I have good news and bad news. You are in my will, but Angela, you're in one of my trust funds. You go, girl. On that note, keep up
Yay,
the good work.
Phil.
I got to make some more coffee, okay? Keep up the good work. My health is steady, so I'm staying out of the Mayo Clinic and the VA in Gainesville for the last 12 days, so that's a good thing. And y'all are the best of the best. And you know what? I want to remember the year when it comes that I could call Joe Pippen up on his private line and say, hey, Joe, guess what? Howard and Angela just hit 30 years on the radio. Wow.
Yes, Joe's been on like 36 years or something. He's just amazing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, y'all are, what do you call that? Not full jacket. I got to be careful. I was a retired special ops guy. Y'all are high, he's high caliber, but what is that? Y'all are sharpshooters in my book, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you.
And with that note, Angela, buy him dinner once in a while. Don't let him pay all the time, okay? And your guests, outstanding, outstanding, outstanding from an old fart in Orange Park, longtime resident, a longtime listener, and go Team Realty number one.
All right. Thank you, Phil. As usual, wonderful caller. And we just love hearing from you. You just bring a big smile to Angela and my faces. And we're just going to have...
Especially me. I got in the trust fund.
Just kidding. Yeah, she's just kidding, of course. Hey, we got to go to lunch one day together. So we're going to call you and arrange for that. All right. Hey, I want to talk about... what do I want to talk about now? I want to talk about the tax benefits of owning a home. You know, there are many deductions that everybody knows about to itemize, like, but married couples have total deductions that are over, that you have to be over $24,800. Everybody knows about the two major ones, mortgage interest and property taxes, but some others may help you to get over that $24,800 standard deduction. So, Rob, what are some of those?
Some of those include private mortgage insurance.
Yeah. So if you didn't put down 20% when you got your mortgage, you have to pay mortgage insurance. Correct. Okay.
Energy efficient upgrades like solar panels. Those are all things that you can use. Also, when before I was a real estate agent, I had my home office. I actually still do have my own office. So that was actually one of the things I knew about before being a real estate agent. So I can do deductions for my home office.
And
internet service that you can do, yeah.
And there's also home improvements to age in place. So if you're getting older, and I know, Rob, you have a long, long way to go before this place.
Very long.
You have a two-story home, and if you ever needed an electric seat that goes up the stairs, if that amount exceeds 7.5% of your adjusted gross income, that can be added to that $24,000, and that could be deducted as well.
We are not buying one just for the fun of it, Howard.
Are you making a reference to my age that I might need one? You realize that we're in a one-story home. How high am I going to go?
Well, we just bought a condo that's a two-story, and I remember I broke my foot last year, and you were like, oh, we could get a chair here if we needed that, right? So I just said to you, we're not going to do it just for fun, because I could see you thinking that might be fun just to sit and be carted up the stairwell.
Really? And Rob, there's one more that people forget about.
Yeah, HELOCs. Home equity lines of credit.
Yes. So, Angela, we have one thing that we have to say about this as well. What are
we
not?
Listen, we're not tax advisors. So what you need to do is check with your tax advisor or for any other tax deductions, tax credits. And you know what? Please don't forget to file for homestead exemption. If you bought a house in 2020 and you didn't make it in time to file by February 28th, go ahead and file late, and you know, at least you'll be ready for the next year. So, and if you bought a house in 2021, which a lot of people have, then you need to make sure that you file for your homestead exemption also.
All right. You know what? You know what's going to happen after the break?
What?
Susan's going to come on and talk about something that we haven't done in a very long time.
What's that, Howard?
Yes.
What?
She's going to do the scam of the week.
People still get scammed?
Yes. Yes. And in light of the fact that it is siblings, you know, call your siblings day. In light of the fact that it is National Siblings Day, this is a scam involving siblings. You know, sometimes it's husband and wife that husband and wives that get into trouble. Sometimes it's partners that get into trouble. Today, or this week, it was two siblings that scammed people. We're going to hear about that with Susan when we come back. So stay with everyone. You'll enjoy this one. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm happy. What am I
You are.
To do?
I'm happy, too, because this is the first time that the four of us is part of the Walker Vergalis team are here in the studio together.
It's Howard and Angela.
And Rob.
And Susan.
Yeah,
all
baby.
Right, together. That's right. You know, that's one of the reasons that we are so successful as a team is because we have four great people with diverse backgrounds and diverse interests and we know so many different people, and putting all of this together, we have meetings where we talk about different ways of helping people, and we all work together and just give each other ideas to make all the deals go through so smoothly. So I'm so glad that the four of us are together. So anyway, it's been quite some time since we have had the last deal. So it's time for what?
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys.
What you gonna do? So Susan, what's going on with these bad boys?
Okay. So two siblings in California got arrested this past week in a $6 million scam.
Lots of money.
Yep. Both listing and selling homes without the owner's consent.
Ooh.
They listed properties below market rates in a number of California cities, even using other agents' brokers' licenses to put the homes in the multiple listing service and arranged everything from showings to down payment. They preyed mainly on homeowners that were behind on their payments and needed a short sale. Some victims even received fake short sale approval letters from lenders. The buyers paid deposits, which were never returned because the supposed short sales were never real. And the duo are charged with wire fraud, conspiracy, and aggravated identity theft. We have one thing to say to this brother and sister scammers.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack.
That's right.
And don't you come back no more.
Now, to you buyers out there who are looking for a deal, especially in these times of home price increases, it's especially important to remember that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. All of us are here to help you to not be scammed. In this case, one way to check the veracity of the situation is to check that the listing agent that you're talking to is actually a real estate agent and actually part of the listing broker's employ. This is easy enough for us to do for you.
Yep. All you need to do is call us, and we can do that. By the way, we haven't given Rob's phone number or Susan's phone number if you'd like to use them as your listing agent or as your selling agent. So, Rob, what is your phone number?
Very easy. 904-888-7474.
Yeah. Rob's got an interesting background, too. If you're a Jags fan or an Atlanta Falcons fan.
Rise up.
He used to be on the field a lot with both teams as part of, go ahead, tell him, Rob.
Part of their entertainment. I was on their drum lines.
Yes. So, and you now are a part-time teacher at Bartram Trails High School, teaching?
Of course, percussion.
Percussion, there you go.
Of course.
Of course. And Susan, what is your phone number?
904-553-1578.
All right. And what's special about you, Susan?
Well, what's special is that it's interesting. I used to watch Rob on the drum line because I used to go to all the Jaguar games. But, of course, I had no idea that he was one of the drummers.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
That
like,
is cool.
You meet people all the time because I always say Jacksonville is the smallest big city.
Absolutely.
It is.
Like, I always have to get dressed to go to the grocery store because I never go where I don't see somebody I know.
And you have a big kind of a side job as well. Not a job, but you're in charge of volunteers for some, from what organization?
Oh, for the Children's Christmas Party of Jacksonville. Yeah.
Nice.
Big,
Christmas.
Big event.
Big event.
How many volunteers are you there that you're in charge of?
Well, this year it was different because of COVID, but in a normal year, I have 1,200 volunteers to pull off this
that
big event.
That is a big, wow. Big yeah. Job.
That is a big job.
Hey, you know what it's time for? It's time for our hot deal of the day.
Well, you know what, guys? I am so excited to talk to you today about our newest listing. So this home is so, so special. This is a four bedroom, four full baths, two half baths. That's a lot of baths.
That's a lot of baths.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's about 4,000 square feet. So the number four is feeling quite lucky for me today as I'm telling this story. This is in Queens Harbor. This is in the section of Queens Harbor called Providence Island at Queens Harbor. And this is a zero lot line home. If you're looking for a second home, you could be looking for a first home. You could be looking for a lock and leave. This is your ideal home because the community takes care of the yard service for you. You don't have to even think about it. So you could be gone 6 months out of the year, like the summertime, and go to your winter house, or you could be traveling. Either way, this is an ideal situation. This home is only 5 years young. It was built in 2015. And for people who are local and know the name Fabio Fascinetti, it's a custom-built home by him. And the quality is superb, probably better than any I've seen in a long, long time. And, you know, I've been a realtor 22 years, so I've seen a lot of houses in my time.
This is absolutely one of the best. Every bedroom has its own bathroom built right inside, thus four bedrooms and four bathrooms. And then that's why you need the extra half baths. This house has one of the most gorgeous kitchens, just unbelievable. Thermador appliances, Sub-Zero, Gen Air, top of the line in every single detail, every single feature, every single appointment you can think of, you know, quartz countertops. There's a two-story ceiling over the family room. It's really impressive with a coffered ceiling. It's just absolutely gorgeous. So there is an efficiency, you know, think of Casita where you have a courtyard. It's got a hot tub in there with a fountain that goes into it, a summer kitchen. And then the Casita space, the part that's by itself, is up over the garage. So it's a full efficiency. It has a full bath. It has the kitchen with, you know, a full-size refrigerator, dishwasher, sink. It doesn't have a stove because you're not allowed to have two stoves in a residential property. But you can still put a microwave in there with a convection oven, and you're fine. Now, currently, it's being used as a gym. So it has lots of gym equipment in there. If you look at the photos, by the way, the address is 741 Providence Island Court. If you look at the photos, you'll see all the gym equipment, and it has that really cushy flooring like you find in a gym. And it's so good for your bones and your joints when you're working out to be on that cushion. So I love that. Every single thing about this house is so well thought out and so well planned. You just wouldn't believe there's a balcony upstairs. There's a bonus room upstairs. It's sort of like a open family room. And it also has a gaming area. So there's a table there, but the table turns into a gaming table. So it's really cool. And there's a kitchenette upstairs in that bonus room as well. So I feel like I could go on and on and on.
I'm sure. The hot tub with the waterfall. I've never seen a hot tub with a waterfall.
Isn't that beautiful?
That is really
Gosh. I love it too. And the way that the hot tub is positioned in the Casita, it has a screen right above it. So it is screened, so it's a bug-free environment, which we love. But when you look, you know, you can be in the hot tub and look up and see the moon. So it's not like you're under a roof level. It's really, really wonderful. And, you know, I do think that people who work hard and play hard should consider a hot tub at least every day. It helps their muscles and their mind, don't you think?
Yeah. When's the open house?
Yes, we're doing an open house there today from 11 to 1. So you need to come and see us. Just go to Queens Harbor. You have to go through the guard gate and tell them that you're going to the open house at 741 Providence Island Court. And come see us.
Four bedrooms. Six bathrooms. How much is this beauty?
$850,000. It's a bargain.
Well, for that many bedrooms and bathrooms, you can put two families together in there and each get their own floor, right?
Sort of.
Okay. Hey, the Van Wees are on tap, and they showed me four thumbs up. And that means you really have to tune in to hear what's going on. Well, I want to thank our special guests, although I shouldn't consider them guests because they're part of our team. So, Rob, thank you anyway for being on the show. And
thanks for
Susan,
having me.
Susan, thank you for being on the show and doing our bids for being on Real Estate Radio. It's great to have
here.
You on the show and for being on our team. And it's just great to be a team of four people. So.
I love it.
We'll all be back again next week. You really do need a professional on your side. God bless you, everybody. Hang on for the Van Wees, and we'll be back with you next week. God bless everybody.